If you ever kill me, use a shotgun. Shoot me in the back. Please make my adrenal glands explode. If I'm not dead, let me enjoy a single minute of peace, a peace I've never known. Then shoot me in the back of the head before my brain begins to analyze everything. Time, the edges cast a magnificent colorless glow, vibrant and bold. It grows as though eating the darkness, undescribable trees standing around a perfect circle of nothingness, bushy tops of chaotic leaves, growing tall until the skies bleed a blinding white. The garden now just a circle framing the black. Bolts of odd red lightning rest in the white sky. Everything hums until the eye blinks. Blinks again. The shapeless nothing stares, waiting. The one eyes surrounded by a form that denies any symmetry, consistently moving. Yet its mass remains still, its color energy. It conforms into a static, egg-like position and continues floating patiently. The eye is not part of this transformation. It unflinchingly stares on, untainted and untouched, its skin a sparkling white. The waves are now heard. Their frequency a slow flutter, singing to the darkness in which stars are said to take shapes. Crickets and other insects become dimly visible beneath the eye's form. The waves are transmitting throughout the space and are completely in sync with the pulses of the eye's light. The song of the cricket. The frequency becomes louder and louder, its waves great and heavy. The space is full of sound, yet the originless bugs have not come. The chant begins to flow, creating layers of murmurs and hidden sounds, then stop. Silence. Fleshy mouth lungs enter dimly from the sides and are blurry. Their mouths are connected by a tube-like neck to one lung, supported by boneless tendrils. They assume a position of a strange sort. Their mouths become circular, necks arched upwards. Lungs expand, then release. The flesh horns blow a pitch deep and filled with wonder. My dog approached me terribly ill. Yellow fluid streamed from his eyes, covering most of his face. His mouth was infected with the same unhealthy liquid. His fur was mangy and filthy. I knew just by sight he was near death. Yet my love for him was so dear, I had to pet and comfort him. As I brushed my hand across his back, his flesh ripped away like paper, exposing his muscle and ribs. I began to weep until I awoke. I did know the meaning, but would not admit it to myself. On fire, my body would continuously shudder. There had been so many attacks, this was the best it could do. Instead, the world once again dropped from beneath. My lungs, also deeply shredded, tightened and wouldn't let me breathe. The disturbing atmosphere of the dream began to leak into my already painful state, the meaning only too clear. The dog was actually me.